You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, before we get to Sean, this is just in from Jeff Passan of ESPN. The San Diego Padres are acquiring closer Mason Miller and starter J.P. Whoa. Sears from the A's.
Whoa, I like Sears more than most people do. I know he's got lit up last year, but Mason Miller's the haul in that one. Wow.
Absolutely. But,
wow.
But to your point, it's a perfect segue into Sean Dunstan, who joined us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. River Islands in Lathrop. Sean, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging. How you doing?
Fantastic. And obviously, you know, we're all sad for the passing of your former double playmate and longtime great Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg. You yourself played 18 years in the show, former Willie Mack Award winner with the San Francisco Giants, and obviously a big part of the dynastic run as a coach. Before we get into some of the farm system stuff and the Giants as well, you know, I saw your touching tribute to Rhino on MLB Network, and as someone who did turn double plays with him for a very, very long time, you know, for a lot of people who maybe are familiar but didn't get a chance to see him play but know about his greatness, you know, how would you describe Ryan Sandberg, both the player and the person?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'll put it both together. A professional at all times, always carry himself with first class. Always put others first before himself, how he played the game. And he just wanted to just play. He really didn't like all the loop law or all the attention. He'd rather share the attention with his teammates.
Yeah, when I think of him, you know, I used to collect cards, Sean, back in the day. I'd get your card, and the Ryan Sandberg card was like a special one because nobody had any ill feelings, even if you weren't a Cubs fan. Like I grew up a Giants fan, you know, and it's like I viewed him a certain way, just like you said, class personified, excellence as well, and never making an error at second base for that long streak that he had and being a two-way player. But it did feel like you guys were very connected chemistry-wise. Take me back to those early early 90s, late 80s Cubs teams. It felt like you guys were a very close-knit team.
Oh, yes, we were very close because we had the leaders of Mariano and Andres, how they led by example, never complaining, always being accountable. I mean, everyone knows that me and Rhino was, you know, teammates for about 11, 12 years. We really didn't speak much because Rhino don't talk much at all. And Andre Dawson don't talk. I talk for everybody in the locker room. You know, I have a good time. But they put me next to Andre and Rhino to teach me how to be a professional player, how to be a ball player. I mean, how to conduct yourself with interviews. And I hear Rhino, man, we lost a tough game. He went 3-for-4 with a homer. And all he has to say is, well, maybe I should have got 4 hits. I should have did this. I should have did that. Never, I'm blaming nobody. I'm sitting there like, wow. I'm talking to myself saying, well, if I get 3 or 4 hits, I know we lost, but I did do my job. I'm saying this to myself. But it's like, no, you can't say that. So I learned how to speak, you know, man, be professional and put the team first.
We're speaking with Sean Dunston here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Nearly 2 decades as a player, coach with the Giants, and as a two-time All-Star shortstop with the Cubs. Sean, you know, today is a day that I think for many fans is potentially exciting, but I'm curious, as a player, like how much are you aware on deadline day of the moves, the machinations? What's going on inside the clubhouse on a day like today when some of your teammates might be on the move and you might be getting some new teammates in?
We don't like it at all. You know, man, we human beings, we don't like it at all. We'd rather, you know, stick with the guys that started in, you know, spring training, maybe get 1 or 2 guys. But man, it's very uncomfortable, very, very uncomfortable. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It's just very uncomfortable. You don't want to see nobody go. You don't want to see, no, I'm just sorry. Fans, oh, we need this guy, need this guy. Well, yeah, you know, but, you know, you're not playing. I mean, man, we human beings. Man, you know, in the locker room every day with these guys, every day. You form a bond. Now, whether you know it or not, you could dislike a guy, but you form a bond, you just don't want to see him leave. So it's kind of tough. I know, man, it's tough on everybody in Major League Baseball. And, man, it's not fun. It's not fun at all.
You know, what do you make of what's going on with the San Francisco Giants? You know, they started off so well, and in the last couple months just hasn't been great. They make the big acquisition for Devers, and I don't know, it just, something seems off. I know that the performance on the field hasn't been great. Have you ever been a part of a team that's done what the Giants did, start off so great and then the bottom just fall out? And it feels like you're a better team than the record shows.
Oh, yes, we've all been through that. That's part of the game of baseball. That's why the game is played 162 games. It's not played as a sprint. It's played as a marathon. But when I played it as a sprint. That's how I am. I have a lot of energy, but you have to have patience. Me telling somebody to have patience don't sound right because I don't have no patience. But as I grow older, the patience is kicking in. It's a long season. You got to play. No one's talking too much about the Dodgers. They're losing too. But they had a big lead. That's how it goes. There's always the Giants. But the Giants are going to be all right. The Giants are going to be just fine.
We're speaking with Sean Dunston, former Giants coach, Giants player, long time in the show here on 95.7 The Game on the River Islands guest line. Yeah, you're talking about having patience. You know, obviously it's been a very, very tough stretch. And you know, I for one cannot figure out how this thing has sort of spiraled away after the acquisition of a Rafael Devers. I mean, can you recall a situation that either you've seen as a coach or a player where a team gets an obvious star? This is nothing against Devers. I believe he has a great amount of talent and hasn't shown it yet, but where a team sort of goes in the wrong direction. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's how it goes. It's baseball. That's why the game of baseball is so beautiful. Everybody think they have all the answers, but you don't. You have the answers when you retire. I mean, the game is different. I mean, that's why this is the best sport in the world to me. I'm being biased, but I think baseball is a beautiful sport. You have to go out there and play. I'm sorry. You have to go out there and play. Like, I mean, you could be like 0-for-20, and there's a pitcher that you hit, you're going to hit them. And you could be 20-for-20, and you know you're facing a pitcher that has your number. You don't feel comfortable. You're not going to get a hit. They go, why is that? You're really hot. No, you don't understand. You just got to go out there and play and just battle, battle, battle.
How long does it take for a guy to adjust to a new location, especially the stature of Rafi?
It takes a little while. It depends on the person. I didn't like to be traded. I can't stand it. Man, like, it hurts your feelings when, man, the team that you're with for so long, then it's like kick you to the curb. It's, man, it kind of hurt. But then when you go to the other side, like, wow, it's pretty nice over here, too. You really don't want to know about the other side. You just want to stay on one team. Everybody wants to be on one team. We don't want to be moved around. But he's going to adjust. He's going to be all right. It's fine. I mean, he's got to hold on. We've been down for 8 years. I mean, relax. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, and look, because of the recent slide, Sean, you know, yesterday Matt Chapman, Logan Webb, a lot of the leaders on this team came out and said after the news that Tyler Rogers had been traded to the Mets that, hey, look, we get it. You know, we as players or as the team haven't done enough for the front office to not look at potentially the future. But I'm curious, as someone who's been in that position as a player, you know, how do you sort of balance the knowing that things aren't going well with also the, you know, having to kind of give some credence to what the front office has to look at? Like, obviously, you guys have the most confidence in yourselves of anyone, but how do you balance those emotions of wanting to compete? You still got to go out there tomorrow and play and can try and get back in this thing, but also knowing that the front office has to kind of look towards the future. What is that like?
It's not all that tough. I mean, because you're a professional player. I mean, man, it's an honor to play in the major leagues. Everybody can't play in the major leagues. When things go tough, you look to the veterans. That's like when we had Rhino and Ollinger, we had Hall of Famers, superstars, going out there playing, never complaining. If they hurt, you didn't know. If they over 10, you didn't know. Always hustling, never complaining. It's by example. You got to lead by example. Go play. I mean, Andre's knees is broke down. He went out there and played. We down 10-0. The manager asked him and Rhino to come out the game. They say no. They say no. I'm playing. That's the kind of example that you need. And Chapman and the rest of them and Webb, oh, they're doing the same thing. We just got to go out there and play one game at a time.
Now, you've been doing a lot of work with the minor league system for the San Francisco Giants, correct?
I haven't been doing a lot. No, man. I just got back this year. I've been in like a month, and I'm very excited about it. I think the Giants will bring me back, and I'm more excited than the players. The Giants have some very good players in Nickelodeon.
Yeah, there's a lot of the, you know, like my dad, for example. I can imagine him, like, they don't know the situations. And we're seeing a lot of mistakes. I mean, you saw it last night with the Giants yesterday, first and third situation, not checking the runner at third. I seen it in the Yankee game over and over. The ball players that you're seeing right now, I mean, you come from the old school. What are the differences from when you grew up and playing and what you're seeing now from these youngsters?
Oh, from the youngsters, well, the rookie ball, they hungry. Well, they hungry like us, and I like the effort that they did. I mean, man, most people don't like to see, see rookie ball players, but it's nice. It starts from the bottom. They're all hungry, man. Me being an older player, I'm very excited to go back and see players hustling down the line, respecting the game. That just, man, turns me on when I see players respecting the game and playing hard. That turns me on.
Sean Dunston joining us on 95.7 The Game, former Willie Mack Award winner with the Giants, 18 years in the show as well as a decade as a coach, and now back with the Giants. You know, what is your message when you first get to rookie ball? Like these guys are they're clay waiting to be molded, and some of them are going to make it to the show. Others of them are not. What is your message to them, and what do you try and impart on sort of the next generation of ball players?
On the how to play the game, like the people before us, you know, the Willie Mays, you know, Lionel Cepeda, Willie McCovey, Gaylord Perry. I mean, man, just all the players, man, that came before us. You know, even my buddy Crazy Will, you know, man, he goes out there, he touches his butt, everyone's seeing him, but he has so much passion to play, you don't understand. And it's so nice, and man, he just passed it down and buried it. You know, man, the greatest player of my time, I'll tell everybody, he's our Willie Mays right now. And, man, just to go play. I mean, and don't be in a rush to be successful. That was always my problem. You know, young players, and you're always in a rush to be successful. It only takes time, and don't be scared to fail.
Have you had a chance to work with Luciano or Bryce Eldridge at all?
No, I haven't. Well, I was with Bryce at spring training. I've seen him for a little bit. Very nice young man. I'm just watching. Yeah, he can hit. He can hit. He can hit. Man, be patient. He's going to be all right. Man, we expect everybody to be Will Clark when you come up. We expect everybody to be Buster Posey when you come up. It doesn't work that way. The Giants got lucky. And when you do that, that's beautiful. But then we got the Tim Lincecum, and then you got Bum, and then you got Matt Cain. They all came up. You got McGrathy come up. And then you got Matt Williams with the stud, and Robbie Thompson. They all come up gradually. Gradually. You got to be patient. Me telling somebody to be patient when I had no patience, it sounds funny to me.
I mean,
it sounds funny to me.
You're preaching to the choir here. I'm a very impatient individual. You referenced Will like 4 or 5 times now. When I think of Will, I think of him with that black turtleneck on, hitting the home run against you guys in the NLCS back in 89. How often do you think about that series? Because that was one of the seminal series for my fandom as a Giants fan. And Will hitting that jack at Wrigley and then fist pumping as he's coming around second. He's almost sprinting. He's running so fast around the bases. How often do you guys talk about that series?
Well, he runs around the bases because that's how you play. You run around the bases and don't show up your opponent. You just go out there and play. No, I didn't like Will. No, I'm going to be straight up. He knows it too. I didn't like Will. I did not like Will Clark. But, boy, what a play. But I respect Will Clark as a player. What an outstanding player. I wanted to get him every time. I mean, I wanted to get him because he likes to take you out at second base. And I mean, Ryan said, you know, Will's over there. You know, he said, give him the ball real quick because Will plays the game right. He takes you out. But like I told Will, I like to drop down on you and get you. But what a play he was. And then I became his teammate. And, whoa, everything changed. What a good dude. What a really good dude. So you just can't judge me. I mean, you just can't judge me. Just go out there and play. But, no, me and Will, always he always reminds me of that. And it's on my nerves still. And then I become a Giant, which, like, wow, what I'm doing. I'm with the Giants now. Playing, I'm coaching, but I'm really happy, like, man, what I went through. But, no, Will rags me every time, every day. It irritates me, but it's very nice.
You know, I look back at that NLCS. It's like a who's who of Major League Baseball players, almost like Forrest Gump-like. You're in there, Uribe, Thompson, Mitchell, Bob Brenly, Don Zimmer, Hawk, Samber. I mean, you guys, like, that was an amazing series. And the legend that still comes around to this day is Clark reading Greg Maddux's lips in the on-deck circle. Do you buy that story, or is that a Will Clark tall tale?
Nah, I believe it. I believe it. I mean, man, while you're on deck, you stare at the picture, what they're doing. You know, man, most people are in the iPads right now. It's a little different, not to down them, but you're in the iPad, you got to look at what people are doing on the field. And I believe, yeah, you know, man, read his lips. I know what he said out there. I'm not going to repeat it. Right.
That was such a fun series for me as a kid, man.
I'm going to get Will. I'm sick of Will, but what a great guy. He's great for the game of baseball and great for the Giants because he has intensity. And people don't understand, the intensity is not that he's mad at the players. He just loves the game of baseball. It's just the passion. He wants everybody to play like him. Everybody's not. So you have to understand that. You just go out there and play the game.
I got you, Sean. Well, my last one for you is this. You know, with having worked with a lot of these sort of younger players in the Giants system, who's maybe a guy or two or someone we should sort of keep our eyes out for? I know it's going to take time, and I feel like the theme of this interview has been patience. You got to be patient. But who are you even working with down there that we should keep an eye out for?
Well, I'm working with all of them. I'm not going to choose one. They're very good. You know who they are. I'm not going to point nobody out. I'm going to say all of them because I'm impressed with all of them. I mean, how they play the game, how they come to practice. Nobody with an attitude. The coaches are out there, man, working with them, busting their butt. And they're just doing their job. You know, man, they ask questions. I know they speak Spanish, but they learn in English. I'm very impressed with the Spanish players. You know, the Latin players, you know, learning English. So, you know what? I'm saying, you know what? I got to try to learn a little bit of Spanish. They come to work. They come to the batting cage on time. They're ready to hit. No messing around. And, I'm impressed with that. I mean, I'm impressed with that because when I was young, I wasn't on time too much. I had to learn how to be on time. And it's nice to see the players, but we got some really good ones. We got a nice shortstop, nice second baseman, nice third baseman, very nice catcher, first base, outfielders, all of them. They're coming. Trust me, they got very good pitchers. We always have good pitchers. The Giants always have good pitchers. So it's still the same. What Dick Tidwell developed and everything is still there. Trust me, it's still there. Giants have very good pitchers and very good players.
Well, Sean, we very much appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us. Condolences, obviously, to you and everyone in the Cubs family about Rhino too soon. But we really appreciate you sharing some memories and some stories with us.
All right. Thank you.
That's Sean Dunstan, 20 years in the show, 10 more as a coach of the Giants, now back in the Giants organization. You heard it there. 1996 William Mack Award winner, all courtesy of the River Islands Guest
Line. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.